Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and a sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is August the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life, I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So just so you know, the original name of my show is Arrested and Free with the Sheriff's Daughter. That's why I always give a shout out to my dad. Plus, I just like to mention my dad every week. So praise God. I'm so glad that you're tuned in this week. And I have something amazing to share with you. You know, I was talking in my promo all week about, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a storm. Some of you feel like you don't have many storms, and some people feel like you are in a constant storm. And, you know, when you think about hurricanes and tornadoes and stuff like that, where the wind becomes so intense that it will actually rip a tree with its roots out of the ground and just take it away. You know, sometimes we feel like that's what's going to happen to us. And sometimes it does happen to us. Sometimes we're like a tumbleweed blowing here, blowing there because of something that has rocked our world, a storm that has uprooted us. But I'm here to tell you folks that because you are right with God, you can be rooted and grounded. And it is another promise out of Proverbs that I'm going to discuss today. But before I get there, I feel like I need to clarify some things. I had somebody send me a message, and, you know, it just made me aware that maybe I didn't finish out full circle balanced last week when I'm talking about righteousness, when I'm talking about the fact that you are right with God. So here's what the message said. It said, so what you're saying is that I have Christ in my life and believe in Christ, so I don't need to go to church on Sundays, and I can just hit the mountain to hike and fly fish. Okay, so I want to answer that directly because maybe some of you guys are hearing that. I pray that I'm not saying that. I'm trying to make it very balanced, but this is maybe what you're hearing. The fact that you don't need to go to church on Sundays. And here's my point. If you are going to church on Sunday to be right with God, then that is wrong. You do not need to go to church on Sunday to be right with God. There's only one way you can be right with God, and that is through Jesus. That is believing in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and confessing with your mouth that God raised him from the dead. You are saved. You are righteous. You are right with God. There is nothing missing, nothing lacking between you and God. So salvation does not come through going to church. Now, to balance that, because apparently that's not quite being understood, to balance that, you go to church for you, folks. I mean, really, you go there because, well, the Bible tells us, number one, don't forsake the gathering together of yourselves. Because, look, folks, when we walk through life, we have these bad things hit us. We have these storms that come and attack in our life. And you need to be an active part and tied in and part of a family of God. The minute you believe on Jesus, you are a member of the body of Christ. That's true. But if you're out on your own, look, when these things come, when these storms come, you need people to surround you and encourage you in the faith, to lift you up and say, hey, I am going to pray with you and we are going to speak to this mountain and it shall be cast into the sea. And sometimes you need that encouragement, and that is what the body of Christ is supposed to be for. However, what I used to experience with the body of Christ was all I felt was guilt and condemnation. That is not right. That's not what you should be feeling when you should go to church. When you go to church, and you should go to church as a born-again believer, even though you are right with God, you go to church for that body, for that surrounding yourselves with like-minded believers, for that community, so that when we go through these storms, when other people go through storms, you know, going to church just isn't about what I can get, about me. Did you know that going to church has everything to do with the other people at church? Did you know that you may be going through a storm in your life and you're seeing victory in certain areas of your life that somebody else needs encouragement for? So that's why you go to church. Last week, I was talking about how you can stand in a garage all day long and not be a car. And likewise, you can go to church every day of the week and still not be a Christian. I was saying that because you can only be a Christian through believing on Jesus. So hear my hearts, folks. I'm saying, in response to this message that was sent to me, do you have to go to church on Sunday because Jesus is in you? No, you don't have to go to church on Sunday to be right with God. But you're dumb if you don't go to church on Sunday. You're dumb if you're not a member of a church. And you're like, you know, if you think about like on an African safari, right? You see all these herds of, let's just say, zebras, and they all stay in herds. There's a reason for that, because when the lions come to attack, you know who they're going to attack? They're going to attack the weak, the sick, the maimed, the ones that have strayed off from the rest of the herd because they're easy prey. And likewise, folks, if you are not a member of the body of Christ, you don't have that safety in numbers. And we have an enemy who is out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He ain't playing games. That's his entire goal and purpose and everything that he is about. The devil, let's clarify that, is to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you're out there, when you're outside of the body of Christ and you don't have those like-minded believers to come around you and strengthen you and pray for you and encourage you, then guess what? You get this terrible prognosis from the doctor, and the next thing you know, it's like the lion is come to take you out because you're outside of the herd. You're outside of the flock. Sheep never stray apart from the flock because there's a reason why God likened us to sheep. I mean, man, you guys, I just want you to hear my heart, and I'm wanting to make this balance. Do you need to go to church to be right with God? No. Do you need to go to church? Yes. For yourself and for those around you to be tied in, to have that safety, to have that community, to have that encouragement that can only come by other people that are believing likewise. You know, if you work in a secular job and you are around people that are speaking death over their world every single day, you need to go somewhere and you need to hear the goodness of God. You need to hear people saying, man, this storm is rough. You know, man, this is something that I'm going through right now. But God, in Christ, I am victorious. In Christ, I'm going to see the other side of this lake while I'm going through the midst of this storm. So praise God. Get to church. Stay in church. Find a church that suits you. You know, don't go to just one church and be like, oh, yeah, no, I tried that. Yeah, church is just isn't for me. Look, there is a specific church that is for you. And how you know which church is yours is when you walk in, you feel at home. Does that mean everybody's going to be perfect there? Absolutely not. We live in a fallen world. No Christian is perfect. There's nobody perfect. No, not one. There was only Jesus that was perfect and that would walk in true love and walk in every promise that God has for us. So don't go to a church expecting to find a perfect church. A church isn't perfect because, number one, you're there. Was that a slap in the face? I didn't intend it to be, but you know, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I just can't find the church. This church was wrong. This church was wrong. And this is wrong with this church. And I'm kind of like, you know, what's the common denominator in all these churches that are so terrible? It's you. So get over yourself. Go in there with an open heart. Hey, you're going to probably encounter some things that you don't like, but you're going to know in your heart of hearts if this is the church for you. And if it is, then you stay there. You be faithful. You become a part of the body of Christ. So you are a part of the flock, a part of the herd. You're protected. You're surrounded by like-minded believers. I feel like I keep harping on this, but you need to understand this. You don't go to church to be right with God. You go to church for the benefit of the body, of the congregation. You are a member of the body. Just look at our own bodies, you know? If your pinky doesn't want to be a part of the rest of the body, look, your pinky is going to shrivel up and die. You can't do anything, and you're hindering the rest of the body because maybe you need that pinky for something very important, like to pick your nose. You know, I mean, come on. There, we got some nose pickers out there who are not being a part of the body, and your nose isn't getting picked. Okay, so now I'm digressed. So I want to get into, I just pray that you all understand what I'm saying. Going to church, I'm going to say it again because somebody needs to hear it. Going to church does not make you right with God. You are right with God because of Jesus's payment, because you believe on Jesus and you declare him as your Lord and Savior. That's what makes you right with God, not going to church. But you must go to church to become a member of the body of Christ. It's a no-brainer, folks. It's a no-brainer. So getting back to the tree and the storms, you know, we all have storms. A lot of these storms, they just come at us, or sometimes we've created our own storms. I realize in the 20-some years I was on this roller coaster ride that I believed was Christianity, which it wasn't. I didn't understand or know or believe right. Therefore, I didn't live right, or I didn't even see any benefit in being a Christian. You know, sometimes what I experienced in all those years was most of the storms that I went through, folks, I created the storm. And you're thinking, how did I create this storm? How did I create this storm of drama in my life? Well, you know what? You probably chose those dramatic people and decided to be friends with them. And what happens when you become friends with people that are always in drama, guess what? You're in drama. So you can try to blame the devil all day long. Well, devil's just causing this. No, you chose the wrong people. The Bible is very clear to not be unequally yoked. And that's in friendships. That's in marriage. We always hear that scripture is referred to as a marriage, but it's not. It's in every area of your life. Who are you choosing to have friends? Because they can cause a storm in your life. You can cause a storm in your life. If you go out and get drunk, you go driving drunk, and you get pulled over by the cops, and you get a DUI. So now either you got to pay fines, you got to do all this stuff, and you're going, oh, the devil's just creating this storm in my life. No, you created the storm in your life. So, I mean, I'm all about giving the devil credit where credit is due, because he is out to steal, kill, and destroy. All I'm saying is we need to take a hard look at ourselves and determine where these storms are coming from. However, in the midst of this storm, I want to read you a proverb. Once again, I'm going through Proverbs for the promises of the righteous. And if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, I want you to call me at 970-919-0459, or you can send me a text message there, or you can send me a message on my Facebook page at Arrested and Free. So in Proverbs, I've been going through Proverbs, and I'm just slowly, apparently, going through all the promises that are to the righteous. You are righteous when you believe on Jesus. You are righteous when you believe on Jesus. I'm going to say it one more time because somebody out there is thinking, no, I'm not righteous. Hey, if you've believed on Jesus, yes, you are righteous. You are right with God. You are in right standing with God. So here's a promise for you that I want to discuss for the rest of the episode. It is in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25, and it says, as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. It's an everlasting foundation. Do you understand that when you believe on Jesus and you become born again, that means your spirit is brand new. Your spirit is born again and you are right with God. That is an everlasting foundation. What makes it everlasting? It's not you. No, it's the price that God paid through Jesus. Jesus makes that foundation everlasting. You can't be uprooted. You can't be tossed to and fro unless you allow it. Because guess what, folks? You aren't believing it. You aren't believing. And I feel, am I being condemning today? Because I'm really not trying to be. But this is so heavy on my heart. Because a lot of folks that are walking a broke, defeated, sick Christian life are allowing it. Because through the payment of Jesus and through believing on Jesus, your life, you are to reign in life. Just like I talk about at the beginning of every single one of my episodes, folks, you can be set free from pain, discontentment, sickness, disease, poverty, every single negative thing in life you can be set free from because you are believing on an everlasting foundation. That foundation, and I want to just take you to a scripture that will really tie in this whole idea of roots and a rooted system. And that's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. So Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. I want you to picture this real quick, folks. So if you think of a ginormous oak tree, it doesn't start out as this humongous oak tree. No, it starts out as a little acorn. You plant that acorn in the soil, and then as that tree starts to grow, did you know there's more roots underneath than there is tree above? I want you to picture this, folks. So the moment you get born again, you are rooted and grounded in the love of God. The unfailing, undying, never-ending love of God. That is that everlasting foundation that will never remove you. It will never remove you. And you know, it says in the Old Testament about, you know, keeping this law before your eyes, night and day. And when it's saying law, it's basically saying the word of God. Folks, what are you focusing on? Because your life today is a reflection of your dominant thoughts. And I'm here to tell you, my life has changed forever. And you know why? Because this is the stuff I think on. I praise God every day that my salvation is not based on me. I praise God every day that my right standing with God is not based on me. See, I am standing upon an everlasting foundation. My roots are rooted and grounded in love right now, as they will be for all eternity. Folks, if you can grasp this, this will change your life. No storm that comes your way can uproot you, because it is an everlasting foundation. And I love how the Apostle Paul says here in Ephesians 3:17, he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that's salvation. And he says that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. It isn't like it's something that's out there. Maybe one day in the future, I'll be rooted and grounded in love, that I may understand the depths and the height and the width and the breadth of God's love. He's saying that. I mean, that's what the scripture goes on to say, is that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. I'm just saying right there, he said it's a present tense verb, being rooted and grounded in love. You are right now rooted and grounded in love, and the majority of the body of Christ is unaware of it. That's why we are not seeing the victory that Jesus died for us to have, because they're not seeing themselves as I am right now, as rooted in love as I'm ever going to be. You aren't seeing yourself with an everlasting foundation. You're not seeing yourself as a palm tree that can bend almost 90 degrees and not be uprooted. That's who you are because of Christ in you. That's the only reason you're right with God. And that is the foundation that you build everything else upon. Oh, I beseech you, brethren, that you can understand this, because it is a game changer. You know, we had a conference this last week at Caris Bible College, and it was a healing conference. And, you know, you would not believe the majority of the miracles that happened there. Did you know we saw a baby raised from the dead? Yes. And you're thinking, why was there a dead baby there? Well, let me explain. So this family had gotten a prognosis from the doctor. There was some incurable disease in this baby. And so they were, I think, from like Pennsylvania or somewhere out east. They drove all the way here to Colorado for this Healing Is Here conference, believing that their baby was going to be healed. So they're sitting through the conference. They're sitting through all the sessions. And in one of the sessions on Thursday, this baby dies in its mother's arms. I'm not even sure if it's a boy or a girl. I don't even know that much detail, folks. However, this woman came running and screaming up front with this dead baby in her arms, and she placed the baby on the platform. The elders of the school, the pastors, the teachers, the preachers that were there at the conference, they gathered around this baby, commanded life back into the baby's body, and guess what? The baby came back to life. That is our God, folks. Was it based on anything that any of these preachers, teachers, ministers have done? No. It was based on the everlasting foundation of Jesus and what he paid for. This is something we should expect in our life every day. Every day. You could walk around, lay hands on the sick. The Bible actually tells you, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That is not like an option. That's like not maybe. No. And once you realize that you are based, you're standing, you're rooted and grounded in the love of God, not only the love of God for you, but the love of God for people around you. When you see somebody that is sick and ailing, and you can tell they're in pain, do you feel any love towards them? Or I don't want to get into that, but I'm just saying, once you realize you're rooted and grounded in love, and this everlasting foundation is Jesus and his payment on the cross for your sins and your sickness, and every negative thing. Jesus already did it. It's already done. You're starting from a place of victory, and now you are a tree. The more you renew your mind to the truth of what God's word says, and that's what I'm telling you is what God's word says, the more you renew your mind to it, you're growing up like a ginormous oak tree with these roots that go down so deep that there is no storm in your life. There's no storm in your friend's life. There's no storm that can uproot you and blow you away, just like Proverbs said. So I'm going to use that scripture. That's going to be my scripture for this week. It's in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. And it says, as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. Look, folks, evil people come and they go. That's just, if you haven't believed on Jesus, that's describing you, okay? But the righteous, the people who have believed on Jesus, is an everlasting foundation. Man, there's so much to this. It's a foundation to your neighbor's life. You can be a foundation to your neighbor's life. You can be that steady base that they can always come to. That's how we should be as Christians, folks. We should not look like everybody else that doesn't believe on Jesus, because we should be that everlasting foundation for your community. You should be that everlasting foundation for your school. The sky is the limit. If you would just take those limits off of God and stop disqualifying yourself. So that's the scripture I'm leaving with you today, is the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Do you see yourself as an everlasting foundation? Because you should. Because if you believed on Jesus, you are. And once again, if you believed on Jesus, you're right with God. And you are a foundation. So my question for you today, I just want to hear from one of you or some of you, or I would like to hear from all of you, but you know, I guess I'm setting my standards kind of low. I'm limiting God. Look at me. So I want to hear from all of you, whether or not you have seen yourself as an everlasting foundation in Christ Jesus. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. So send me a message at 970-919-0459 or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And make sure and tune in next Sunday here on KRDO News Radio immediately following Focus on the Family. And my show begins at 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday. So, since you're right with God, you are going to go to church, but you're not going to church in order to be right with God. I just say that because you should be getting ready for church. Tune in to KRDO News Radio and hear my message next week. It will bless you. It's going to be another promise for the righteous, and that is who you are when you believe on Jesus. Only when you believe on Jesus. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
I know you are the reason why the world's so beautiful. I know.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. You know, in life, we have bad things happen to us, and we also talk about all the negative stuff in our life. Why is that? Did you know that that is hurting you? So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out how your mouth can be a fountain of life. Bye!